Sunrise, Monday the 9th of November. A breeze rustled through the branches of the eucalyptus tree that had stood for two lifetimes beside the stone farmhouse. As the sun rose over the hill, the light danced through the leaves and bounced 1,000 shadows through the open shutters and onto the roughly plastered wall behind the bed. The flickering sunlight moved down onto his face. A blackbird perched in the top branches was welcoming the dawn. The slow, regular drip of the leaking tap caught his attention, and he persuaded himself to climb out of bed. He watched his bare feet pad over the cold terracotta tiles to the stone basin. The draught from the open window had a winter chill. The brass tap clunked into life and gushed cold mountain water. He pushed his head under the torrent and drank from his cupped hands. Even after living here for 7 years, the taste of metal in the water still reminded him of the chemically filtered water he'd had to drink in the desert. He put on some old fatigues and stood for a moment, wondering what the weather was like in London on an early November morning. He was an hour ahead and imagined that Jane and Carrie would still be in bed. He collected tying wire and secateurs from the barn and wiped the dew from the metal tractor seat. The engine turned over 3 times before it coughed into life, throwing out a fog of blue diesel fumes. He was out in the vineyard before the sun had cleared the tree line. The house stood on a promontory overlooking the valley. It was 500 metres along a track off a narrow road that led further up into the mountains. A row of cypress trees stretched down to a stream which cascaded through the valley to a lake a kilometre away. They acted as a windbreak and offered shade to his 6 beehives. He had planted lavender amongst the trees to encourage the bees to forage for the pollen which gave the honey its unique taste. Beyond the stream, woodlands climbed up the far side of the valley towards the mountains that grew into the sky. The olive grove lay on the other side of the promontory to the vineyard with its 60-year-old vines. The trees produced about 1,000 kilos of olives, and the vineyard approximately 20,000 litres of wine each year. His neighbour, Salvatore, advised him that by pruning both the trees and the vines heavily, a smaller amount of fruit would produce a higher quality oil and wine. He would come over with his 7-year-old son, Eduardo, and 6 local men and spend 2 weeks during the summer and autumn hand-picking. With the help of the local cooperative, they made virgin olive oil and good table wine. Brannan's income from the podere was €35,000, including the truffles he collected with Salvatore's spaniel. When the wages and taxes were deducted, he was left with approximately €25,000 a year to live on. With the associate's pension paid as photographic syndication fees, he was financially self-sufficient in a poor rural community. These rolling terraces had become his sanctuary. They represented an escape from his earlier violent life, even if it had been a disastrous summer for the vines. Early spring had started fine and warm, but May had been wet. He'd walked the rows of vines with the rain running inside the neck of his waterproofs. The lack of sunlight worried him. It would affect the sugar content of the grapes. By June, he was trimming any excessive leaf growth and watching the flowers develop into fruit. July had turned into a sweltering hot month. He spent the days on his veranda looking out over the sun-baked hill, watching the heat haze move the mountains. This was his 6th harvest, but this year the humidity had allowed the mildew on the vines to flourish. Salvatore and Eduardo stood there muttering, then recommended sulphur spraying in an effort to curb the mould. August had delivered the coup de grace, a hailstorm the like of which the locals could not recall in living memory. The dark storm clouds came up over the mountains like a rolling fog of burning oil. The tempest tore the vines from their stands and hammered the trees into submission. He watched as his wine and olive harvest disappeared in a torrent of hailstones that melted into the soil along with his income. It was as though this last season was an omen.